Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and bringing you another edition of The Good Stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County in the Valentine area, whether it's a golf outing, a trip to the lake, a trip down the Niobrara Scenic River, any of those outstanding things. Don't forget the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. At the middle of the summer, go to the NebraskaStarParty.org website to find out all about that and to find out about other things to do. Go to visitvalentine.org.
Mike, the best time to give advice to your children is while they're still young enough to believe you know what you're talking about.
So true.
Indeed. Let's talk a little about Tri-State Livestock News. Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, but it was the only option at the time. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscriptions. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost, because they're local and genuinely care about the rancher's success. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeo, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Did you remember that today is May Day, May 1st?
It is. That's right.
Well, this is celebrated annually. It's kind of a dual-purpose holiday, marking both an ancient European spring festival and International Workers' Day. So, Rooted in European traditions, it celebrates the return of spring, fertility, and the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. Traditional customs include dancing around a maypole, crowning a May queen, and creating floral wreaths. Now, International Workers' Day in many countries, May 1st is a public holiday, celebrating labor movements, workers' rights, and solidarity. It commemorates the 1886 Haymarket Affair in Chicago, where laborers protested for an 8-hour work day. So, it's celebrated in countries like China, Germany, France, South America, also Latin America, and of course, here in the United States. So, happy May Day, everyone.
That's right. You didn't even talk about May baskets.
I did not say the tradition of putting a May basket on somebody's porch and then running away.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we used to do as kids.
Yeah, maybe that was a local thing. I don't know.
So, Grandma went to get her new driver's license.
Okay.
86 years old.
Uh-oh.
And the DMV worker asked, "Do you think you have any restrictions?" Grandma said, "Yeah, I can't see at night. I can't hear loud noises. I can't really lift anything heavy. And my reflexes sure ain't what they used to be." So the DMV worker kind of laughed a little nervously. "Ma'am, should you really be driving?" Grandma smiled and said, "Oh, I don't drive. I'm here to renew my concealed carry permit." There you go. Good job. Way to go, Grandma.
Way to go. Lead us on. You are the strength. 2 weeks ago, I told kids at school to write an essay titled, "If I Were a Millionaire." This is so cute. Everyone was writing except a girl who leaned back with her arms folded. "What's the matter?" I asked. "Why aren't you writing?" "I'm waiting for my secretary," she replied. She scored 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Little creative thinking. My son has been away all week on a school trip. Again, these are some tweets I'm sharing with you. So, again, my son has been away all week on a school trip. I asked my daughter, "Do you miss your brother?" She looked at me puzzled and said, "Isn't he in his room?"
In
all
other
week?
Words, no.
Really? Darling, are you not paying attention?
Didn't really care.
Yeah. Oh, let's tuck a couple more of these in. Told my kids I couldn't find the hot cocoa powder, to which my four-year-old said, "Maybe someone took it and hid it behind my bed," which is a conspicuously specific theory.
That's true.
Can I tuck one more in?
One more.
All right. This old lady came to the bank I work at to withdraw $10. I told her to withdraw less than $100. She had to use the ATM. So she asked to withdraw $1,000 and a $10 bill. So I counted it out and handed her the money. She took the $10 bill, gave me the $990, and said, "Deposit this, please."
More work, right? If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, it's easy. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then just keep listening for The Good Stuff.